This news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. A 49-year-old North Branch man died Sunday afternoon in a single-vehicle crash on M53 by Muck Road in Emily City. According to Lapeer County Sheriff's Office, Steve Henderson lost control while traveling northbound, going airborne after hitting a driveway embankment and landing off the roadway. Henderson was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from his vehicle. Bystanders tried to perform CPR, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. The crash, which blocked Van Dyke Road for 3 hours, remains under investigation, and officials have not determined if alcohol or speed played a role. Multiple agencies responded to this incident, including local police, fire, and EMS. And a road commission crew. The Ubley FFA continues to support Thumb Blessing Boxes and Ubley Food Pantry through ongoing food money drives. Each November, students hold a friendly competition between classes to collect the most donations. Last year's efforts brought in nearly 1,000 pounds of food and $580 in cash, with funds used throughout the year to restock community food boxes. Over the weekend, FAA members purchased $460 worth of groceries to refill Thumb Blessing Boxes. This year's collection campaign has been again in November and continue to assist local families in need. If you want to see a picture of that, there's one available on thumbnet.net. Authorities in Genesee County are urging compassion and responsibility after two German Shepherds were discovered abandoned inside a cage dumped into Thread Lake near the Flint Golf Club. Rescuers said the dogs named Ringo and Star managed to escape after hours trapped in the water. Star reportedly ran towards a passing vehicle, leading the driver back to Ringo, who was stuck in the mud and unable to move. Volunteers, including Hannah Peterson and Minuva Witt, helped free the pair and took them to the Genesee Animal Control for care. Both animals were malnourished and showed signs of previous neglect, including frostbite. Despite their poor condition, rescuers described the dogs as calm and affectionate. Unfortunately, Ringo's injuries were too severe and he was euthanized the next morning. Star remains in recovery. The incident has drawn widespread condemnation online, renewing calls for stronger protection against animal cruelty and greater public support for local shelters and rescue groups. Crime Stoppers is asking you if you have any information. You can call 1-800-422-JAIL. That's 1-800-422-5245. Or go to www.p3tips.com. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
Are you tired of big carrier headaches? You know, the ones with the long wait times and frustrating plans. At Thumb Cellular, things are done differently. In our neck of the woods, there's no headaches or confusion. Just simple, hassle-free service from real people who know you. Thumb Cellular offers easy-to-understand plans, great coverage, clear call quality, and phones and service for every budget. Make the switch today and say goodbye to the headaches and stress of big carriers. Right now, get double your trade-in value with a new device purchase. Also, get a free smartphone with a new line activation or upgrade. Terms and conditions apply. Talk to a customer care rep for details. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference. Stop by your local office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. These limited-time offers are valid through December 31st, 2025. Thumb Cellular, the local talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular.
All right, this next is from Attorney General Dana Nessel. Today, Natalie Stoper, 44, of Rock, Michigan, pled guilty to two counts of felony Medicaid fraud, habitual second offender, punishable by 6 years in prison, announced Michigan's Attorney General. Stoper was approved by Michigan Department of Health and Human Services to receive home help services from the program in July of 2021. Under the program, Stoper is allowed to pick own provider for these services. She selected a family member. Logs reportedly verify the home help work and the dates worked from November 2021 through August 2022 were submitted to DHS. Approximately $8,000 was paid to Stoper for home help services. In November 2022, the family member allegedly providing Stoper's home help services made a complaint to the Department of Attorney General. The home help provider denied having agreed to serve as a home help provider and further denied providing any services resulting in a payment. Lakers Elementary recently welcomed Scout, a golden mini doodle therapy dog who made a positive impact on students' morale and attendance. Accompanied daily by special education teacher Shannon Popham, Scout was funded by a scholarship and grants for his training and is ongoing. On campus, Scout provides comfort by greeting students and visiting classrooms. He is set to earn his full therapy dog certification upon turning 1 year old at Christmas time. 4-H members can explore holiday traditions from around the world during Christmas-themed workshop on Sunday, November 16th, 2025 at 1 p.m. The event will take place at the MSU Extension Office in Bad Axe. Participants will learn about cultures of three countries while making ornaments and preparing food and representing each nation. The workshop is open to enroll approved 4-H members ages 5 and older, including youth with special needs, and is limited to 30 residents. Attendees should bring a glue gun, glue stick for ornament projects. Pre-registration is required by Friday, November 7th, by calling the MSU Extension Office at 989-269-9949 or emailing valerie7@msu.edu. And that's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net. Let's see here. Current temperature in the studio here in Bad Axe. It is 51 degrees outside, 42% humidity. Winds are out of the west at 3 miles an hour. Here's your precision weather forecast.
A very unsettled weather pattern through this week. A lot of changeability in the temperatures, in the winds.